Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Kent-based Graham Stewart will embark on a solo, non-stop London to Glasgow bike ride. It's in memory of his two sons, who both tragically died at a young age. In the process, he's hoping to raise money for cardiac risk in the young. Hopefully, this time, Graham is on the line to speak to us. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. No one can really pretend to understand, I guess, what losing a child is like, and I'm clearly not even going to attempt it. But you lost one son, Lewis, from a previously undiagnosed heart condition at the age of 19. And previously, you'd lost a son who was born prematurely and lived for just a couple of days. Was there any connection at all between the health of the 19-year-old and such a small baby?
No, as far as we know, there wasn't a connection.
Yeah.
It was just, in Dexter's case, he'd arrived too early and his lungs weren't fully developed.
Tell us a little bit about Lewis. You must be pretty proud of him, really, up to his death far too early.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, he was 19 and he was just kind of just starting to develop into, kind of his own, a kind of decent young man, He'd been accepted for a college course that he wanted to do to then get him into university and do civil engineering. So, everything was kind of on track for someone that age.
Had you any indication at all that he might have had some sort of heart complaint?
No, not at all. And that's kind of why the charity that I'm doing the ride for, CRY, or Cardio Risk in the Young, that's why the work they do is so important, because a lot of these conditions, there's not a lot of telltale signs, and some of them can be quite minor, just a bit of chest pain when you do exercise. Well, some people, get that when they go for a run anyway and they don't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, it's kind of a hidden killer, really.
Yeah, is it very common? I remember at school there was a boy in my class, Andrew, his name was. He had some heart condition, but that was fairly obvious. They knew that there was a problem, and he'd had treatment for that. But to have something which is niggling away, if you like, and you have absolutely no idea it's there.
Yeah, well, I mean, when CRY started, I'm not sure how long ago it was, maybe 20 years or so. I think the original figure they had was it was 6 people a week they were diagnosing with at least one of the conditions, because there are several different conditions of the heart that it could be, and now that figure's up to 12 a week in the UK.
And I guess the trick is to catch it, isn't it, before it develops into the tragedy.
Exactly, that's what a lot of what CRY do is they arrange screening programs at schools and, kind of aimed at obviously kind of teenagers and up. I think anyone under the age of 35 that's considered a young cardiac death. And so they provide these various screening measures. They know exactly what they're looking for. And, if you can diagnose it, then you can. Some of them, it's not so much treatment, but knowing you have it, you can manage it, basically.
Now, you're making this journey by bike tomorrow, which sounds pretty brave, actually. is it from London to Glasgow? Is that correct? I've absolutely no idea how far that is.
So the route that we are taking is going to be 780 kilometres. I say we because I've got a couple of friends that are doing parts of the ride along the way to keep me company.
Oh, I see. They're not brave enough to do the whole thing. They're just sort of doing bits. Well, they're sort of chickening out halfway and catching the train back home.
Yeah, that's the way I put it to them as well. So it's a 780K, which I think it works out about 480 miles in old money. So, it's quite a distance.
And your first stop is going to be Cambridge, which is one of the reasons why we're speaking to you this morning. I guess that's going to be roughly, 60 miles or so in?
Yeah, so I'm starting at 3 a.m. tomorrow from the Olympic Velodrome in London. And then we reckon it'll be about 4 hours it'll take us to get to Cambridge. It's just me and one other rider at first. And in Cambridge, we're going to meet up with our support van. So they're going to do the rest of the journey kind of alongside us with, you know, all this equipment, spares and nutrition and things like that.
Okay. And you, whereabouts in Cambridge? Do you know whereabouts you're going to be meeting them so maybe people can keep an eye out for you in the morning?
We've tried to pick somewhere that's not too busy. So I think what we've agreed on was somewhere off, is it Regent's Road? There's
Regent Street. It could be, which is central. I'm getting a nod from Lucy on that one. So that that sounds like it could be. I think it could be that.
Yep. So the van will have some. I've got a logo made for my ride, and also the Cry logo. So that'll be on there. So people might see a van with a large white logo on the side.
Keep an eye out.
Give it a wave.
So what's the plan after that? Is there going to be like a series of stops on the... You wouldn't make too many, otherwise it'll take forever to get to Glasgow, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to not stop for too long. We've got like kind of 15-minute breaks sort of scheduled in, and I think the longest break we're going to do is about a 45-minute break to get some hot food on board, because obviously... Yeah. Throughout the day, I'll just be...
I guess you will need to keep the old energy stocks up as well, won't you, I would have thought?
Yeah, definitely. And especially given that the weather's not been too kind to me, despite me organising this in June.
Yes, I think...
Although 30 degrees might have been even harder. So, you know, 16, a cool 16, you might be grateful for that, maybe.
Yeah, but that's possible. So what sort of training have you been doing, Graham?
So it's been a combination of indoor training at a gym. I'm quite lucky that where I work, there's a gym called Athlete Lab who specialise in cycling training. And the guys there have been amazing. That's in London, Cannon Street. So I've been doing a few like kind of high intensity classes there during the week, and then going out for longer rides at the weekend just to get used to, you know, a long time in the saddle. At the Easter weekend, I rode from London up to Lincoln, which was like the first 300 kilometres of the ride.
And obviously your accent suggests you'll be familiar with the terrain once you actually hit Glasgow.
Yeah, absolutely. So I live in London now, but I'm originally from Glasgow, and Lewis was actually living in Glasgow. So that was kind of the reason for the two endpoints. And also we've kind of picked, we're leaving from Olympic Velodrome in London, and we are going to ride. The finish line is at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome in Glasgow.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck for that. And if people have, you know, have been interested in what you've had to say, is there a website perhaps where we can either find out more about cardiac risk in the young for Cry, or I presume you've set up some donation point as well?
I have indeed. I think so. If you search for cardio risk in the young online, you can get to their page. It's I think it's c-r-y.org.uk. And for my own fundraising, if people go on Twitter, at L2G nonstop, all one word, has all the details on there for fundraising. And also we'll be posting out updates of progress along the way from the Twitter account.
Okay, well, best of luck. We'll keep an eye on your social media then tomorrow to see how you're getting along, and we'll maybe give people a little progress report on the show on Monday morning about all of that. But, Graham, I say best of luck to you from us here at Cambridge 105 Radio, and, hope it all goes well for you.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thanks a lot for having me.
So that's Graham Stewart, who's setting off on this solo-ish, non-stop ride from London to Glasgow tomorrow. Keep an eye out for him. Regent Street, he said, I think round about 7:15 is when he's going to be hitting that. Cambridge 105.